Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Thanks for joining us in this episode. Today we are thrilled to be joined by Jaylin Nash. Jaylin joins us from sunny North Carolina and is an entrepreneur of all things creative. We are excited to hear her story in this segment of This Is Their Story. Just a quick reminder that these segments of This Is Their Story is for you to hear from others just like you to gain motivation and confidence to keep moving forward in your own journey. We hope that you find value in Jaylin's story. So let's listen in as Darren interviews Jaylin.
Hey everyone, it's Darren. We're glad you could join us for this episode, and I'm so excited to be here today and for this opportunity to visit with Jaylin Nash. It's going to be an exciting opportunity for everyone to hear about her story. And so Jaylin, thank you for joining us. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
Yeah. Well, as we like to do with this segment, Jaylin, I mean, we entitled this, This Is Their Story. So it is your story. And so, the first thing that we like to ask people is, you know, what are you currently doing? Tell us about your business. What are you currently involved in?
Yeah, so I'm a pro sports photographer, and I also shoot colleges and brands and lifestyles. But also, I'm a graphic designer, and I help run social media accounts as well. So it's all together. The new word is content creator. But I'm a photographer, graphic designer, social media specialist, along with doing websites and marketing. So kind of all together.
Wow. Okay. So you're one of those really, I don't know, what is it, right brain or left brain people that are very artsy fartsy, I guess, right?
Right. The right brain, colorful. That one's me.
Okay. So I'm left brain.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So tell me, I guess one of the things with these businesses, it sounds like you're doing a couple of things. When did you start them and why? What was your motivation?
Yeah. So I started shooting actually when I was 9 years old, which is pretty young. And then I got my first paid gig for the photography aspect. I got that when I was in high school. So I was a junior in high school when I got that, which is still pretty young for paid gigs within what you always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then within the graphics department, that's what also the same around the same time that I got the same paid gigs. So that's kind of when I started it. My dad's actually a graphic designer, so got that aspect from him. So I ended up doing the photo side. That's all me. He does video, but it was kind of, I got the artsy side from my family, from my dad, basically, not my mom. My mom is very left brain.
Okay.
So I got that from them. But what really like got me started was just when I was younger, I always imagined things. I have a very colorful imagination. And when I imagined things and I had these things in my brain, I was like, I want to make those. So I just went and made them. That's what kind of started it all. And then I realized that you can make a profession out of this. It does not pay that much, but you can make a profession out of this.
So. Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this question, because I know, like with anything, I'm sure you could have gone and worked for someone else. What was your motivation for working for yourself? I mean, you've started your own businesses. It sounds like a couple of them. What motivated you to go that direction?
Yeah. So now I have 10 plus years of doing everything on my own and starting on my own. I worked in corporate. I did sports. I did university. I did healthcare. I did graphic design within a director role, as well as a senior designer and an intern. I did all of that within those different fields. And it came to a point where I had these bosses. And when I was younger, I will backtrack a little bit. So sorry. When I was younger, I've always wanted to be full-time photo, and I've always wanted to be on my own and have this remote, flexible schedule. And now, then when I had all of those bosses, and I had some good bosses, but I honestly did not have some of the best bosses. And it finally came to a point where people kept asking me to do stuff on the side, and it was just being too much. And I've always wanted that. And so I was like, okay, we're finally going to take the leap, and you're just going to do it on your own out of your LLC. My mom had already been pushing me to start my LLC because I was having everything come in, and I was shooting everything along with designing. And so I kind of just took the leap of faith, and I'm enjoying it. I enjoy being my own boss. I enjoy working for others and providing that service and working more like a team, having like a little bit of the bosses that I have, but just not the full-time aspect of it. I enjoy doing it all together. So that, I took that leap of faith. So,
and it is a big leap of faith, isn't it? Sometimes you wonder what you're doing, right?
Yeah, it was a major leap of faith, and I am still scared doing it. I've learned a lot, but doing that leap of faith, and you know, insurance is now coming out of me, everything of that nature. So it's a lot more into it than I expected, but I'm thankful the people around me kind of helped prep me and prepared me for it. So,
yeah. Well, that, you know, that's it. It's an interesting, some comments, because it leads me to my next question, and kind of is a good segue. You, this leap of faith you take, you know, we both have done it, and we run into obstacles along the way, either in starting your own business or after you start it. So can you think of some of those obstacles that you came across when you were making this leap of faith, either before, during, or after?
Yeah. So along with this, kind of goes with being right brain type person, is that, the invoicing part, or the part of keeping track of your purchases and invoicing and taxes. So I'm thankful that my mom does all of that, and she does payroll. So not many people have that opportunity or have that advantage. Sorry. But I am thankful that she does, and she helps me with that. But that was a lot to learn. And the fact of like the quarterly taxes, and you need to show how much you make, and it's different per state, because I am from South Dakota, but I went to college in Minnesota, and then I now live in North Carolina. So at one point in time, I had shot in many different states, and I still do. And that's different taxes that I've had to deal with. And I worked in different ones. So all of that was a learning process, and it still is, for me to try and figure out the taxes portion that I need to get this in at a certain time, and keeping track of it, and mileage and housing for when you have to stay somewhere, and what's going to come out of your own pocket, and what can you write off. It's a big learning process for me for that. So
some of those, I guess, just the fundamental, like day-to-day operational aspects. I mean, you're very skilled and talented, obviously, with the photography, the graphic design, but it's really those, what you're saying is those things the businesses need to do in the background to avoid other problems later is what kind of was your obstacles.
Yes, exactly. All of those necessary details that you just don't think about, or you just don't know what an EIN number is, or how to register with the state. What state do I register with? Because I'm not a resident up here. So yeah. What do I do? And all of those added together, like that part, along with the time management and then trying to balance everything out, it's a lot. So it was a lot to learn.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody's going to have their own unique obstacles. So I appreciate you sharing kind of those obstacles that you faced. Let's switch gears a little bit here, because, you know, of course you've had obstacles, but I'm sure you've had successes as well. can you talk about maybe some of those successes that you've experienced?
Yeah, I'll do a photo, a graphic, and a social one, since obviously okay. I'm well-rounded and I do all of it. All of that ties into marketing. So mm-hmm. That's kind of nice. So I'll start with the photo. One of the coolest photo successes that I had, which I'm so thankful for, was that at our airport here, the RDU airport, there was a giant mural, and that was a hockey photo that I had taken for the Carolina Hurricanes. So I actually shot for the NHL Carolina Hurricanes at a really young age too, directly for them. And that photo was taken and blown up into a giant mural that everybody saw for an entire year at the RDU airport, which is nuts, because sometimes for photos, sometimes some of your stuff just doesn't get printed as much. It's more all digital. So seeing that, and then there's billboards all around the area. I've only lived for 4 years, and it's kind of cool to be the person behind that, who that nobody really knew. So once I posted a photo and I was like, actually, this is me, like it blew up. And it was so fun having family come in and record it as they're walking and going and taking photos and people knowing who it was. So that's a dream come true. And it's the NHL level, so that's the top. So
wow,
that was a big dream. That's a huge thing to have on my portfolio, and that I, you know, get to shoot from time to time directly for a pro team. and other pro teams and clients. So that's been a dream. The graphics side was actually really cool. It was one of the graphic successes I had was I was actually designing for a doctor at the time, and it was marketing. It was like a marketing piece that we ended up doing, but it ended up expanding even more. So this doctor was running for a really, really high office, and he came to me and he was like, I need this, 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 and this. And I was like, okay. So I ended up designing posters for him. I designed social media for him, ended up marketing it out, had to take some brand standards of where he is a doctor at, had to, you know, combine their brand standards, but also, you know, take my own designs with it as well and make it modern and make sure everything was approved and HIPAA compliant and mass produce it on digital, on print, and then social media it. I had to run the social media part of it, had to do ad campaigns, not necessarily for him, for his like advertisement, but on the side, I was running some ad campaigns that ended up being with the clinic. So it was a weird, it wasn't cheating. It was just a weird way about that. So I had to be in charge of all of that and do all of it. And he ended up getting that higher up position, and I ended up getting compliments on my graphics and the socials and everything. So that was really big because it was a really high-end doctor, a really high-end client, and it was really cool to be a part of that with the graphics side and the social side. And the social side, in general, that account grew 1,000 followers, which is pretty good, and they're still super engaged. So, yeah, that was really
cool. So, yeah, I mean, you know, as we go through this journey, this entrepreneurial journey, there's always obstacles and there's always successes. And so that's really cool. Those are some really, really big successes you've had. That's exciting. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm very thankful to do it at such a young age, but I've always been super career driven, which I've been thankful for. So I had internships at a very young age, which made me a director, a 21-year-old director of digital media. So it just kind of, I'm very thankful that I worked really hard at a really young age. So.
Really cool. Well, let me ask you this question then. As you look back, I mean, you know, you say you're still fairly young and you're still, I mean, but you started fairly young too. But as you look back at this journey that you've gone on, this entrepreneurial journey, would you do anything different?
Yes, there are certain things. So when I was younger, and this does not date my age, this is just funny to say that way. Social media was not that big when I was younger, actually. And so when I was in college, I actually joined social media really late. And I was late into the game along with my internships. I had graphics and a photo internships, both very at high-end places, which I'm very thankful for. I had them both at the same time. But I wish that when I was younger, I would have paid attention more. I did pay attention, but I think I could have intaked more that was being taught to me. You're just so young that like there is just this little barrier, I feel like, or this wall where that I just couldn't intake as much as I wish I would have. So I wish I would have learned more about the social aspect at that young age. I wish I would have dived right in. My school obviously didn't really offer too much social media courses because social media was brand new and just starting with everything. So I wish I would have dived in more on the other side of it. I wish I would have taken in more with the graphics and taken in more with the photo, because now when I look back at those guys, which I'm actually very close with everybody who I had all my internships with, I was like, you guys taught me so much. I wish I would have intaken it more, so then I would have been at a way more advanced level than I am now. I think we'll be at an advanced level, but I feel like I would have been way higher. So.
Okay. So I guess if we were to relate that to others and what you're saying is those opportunities you had sooner, you would have wished you would have spent more time using them to learn from them and gain experience that as you look back, you're like, man, I could be using that now.
Yeah. I wish I would have been able to, I was just so young too, which a lot of people, when they had those internships, they were way older than I was. I was 19 when I had a lot of these internships in the pros and then a really, really high end client to design for graphics internship. So when you're at that age, you don't intake as much as you wish you could. I will say 19-year-olds now are probably way more mature, but they've also had a lot more things handed to them at such a young age with the social aspect and everything, whereas I didn't really because I was so young. So I paid attention, but I wish that I would have just paid attention more, because there are so many things that I learned later on. I was like, actually, I learned this in my internship, but I didn't even know about it.
Right.
So and it was just the adults that I was surrounded by, and everybody was just trying, you know, they try and teach you, but you learn at your own pace.
Sure.
Yeah, I really wish that.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, you know, as we look back and for those that are maybe considering to start their own business or something, I guess what you're saying is learn everything you can right now.
Yeah.
Take it in, because you never know what you'll need or want to use from those experiences later on. And so I think that's an excellent point. Let me ask you this, because you've had an opportunity to go through and look at our course, the Business Startup Blueprint. You've gone through that after all of this,
yeah,
all of your experiences. And so let me ask you this, how would our course have helped you along your journey? What would have been some of the things it would have helped you with?
Honestly, I think it's the where to register, how to register, all of those like nitty gritty details that you just don't think about, that are very legal stuff that you need to deal with. I think all of that, I wish I would have known prior. So my mom was learning along with me. She might do payroll, but with the whole starting a business, she was learning just along with me. She was obviously a couple steps ahead because she was like preparing me, like, hey, you need to give this to me. Hey, we need to get this done. We need to do this. But she was learning along too. So I think with your courses, you end up teaching it right then and there. Instead of me having to go and Google and try and figure it out, it was right there all along within those courses. So that's what was super helpful. And I see kids nowadays who are starting businesses and they're asking the same questions I did. So I try and like type and be like, hey, these people over here, ASAP, they can help you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and that was the point of our course. And I appreciate you sharing that because we wanted to help people such as yourself who are very talented, very gifted in certain things. Like I am not gifted in graphics and photography at all, but I've learned from my own experiences and Danielle as well, and helping clients, that a lot of people fail to understand or realize is there's those just fundamental things of getting a business started and get it moving. They really are thinking big on what other things they need to be doing. But these fundamental things that we talk about in our course are exactly what they need to help them. With the registration, with the legal aspects, with the accounting aspects, we go through all of that in that course.
Yeah. And a lot of people are thinking, okay, how am I going to gain clients? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? But they don't realize you need to do those baby steps prior so you can get on that roll and you can start gaining those clients. And that's basically what the courses help you with. They are exactly what you say, the fundamentals to get you started so you can get on that roll and you can try and succeed in everything.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that about our course. And, you know, we did it because we want to help people. Another question I want to ask you is, now that you've got all this experience and you know what you're doing.
sort of.
What advice would you give to listeners as it relates to running your business, as it relates to being an entrepreneur? As you think back, what advice from your experiences, what advice would you give people?
Take this how you will, but I would say don't take no as an answer. So for me, a lot of me trying to get clients is a lot of reach outs, a lot of, you know, I'm thankful now to have the recommendations and the networking, but back then it's a lot of doing those reach outs. And I've had people who have said no to me, but then in a couple of years later, they ended up hiring me and wanting me for a project, for a position. So it's just kind of like, don't take no for an answer. Just keep going, keep trying. There's another way around it. My family is religious. So my mom always says, you know, when God closes one door, he opens up another or opens up a window. And that's like a big thing that I've always stuck with. And I always agree and believe is that, you know, when he does close one door, there's another window or another door that's open. So it's just another opportunity that you might not be looking at. It's going to be another opportunity some way, somehow, some shape. So that's just one thing that, especially when you're starting off and like, it's really hard and it takes a lot of time. I have 7+ years of the pro aspect of shooting pro and like the designing, but I have 10+ of everything. Like it took me that long. it takes time as well. So I think that's one of the things, the best advice I would give is it takes time, have patience, but keep trying and keep that drive. as well. So
I like that. I like what you've said there about don't taking no for an answer. And you know, as one, it's maybe that's just a door closing, but there's another one opening up. I love that.
Yeah.
That's some great advice. And you're right. It does take time. It does take time. Things don't come right away or as fast as we want them to. So that's some great advice. And I hope our listeners that are hearing this or taking and understanding that you're hearing it from someone that's been there and has gone through it. And so that's some great advice. Thanks, Jaylen. I got two more questions for you, before we wrap up here. The first one is, you know, what are your future plans? Are you planning on keeping on this entrepreneurial journey? What are you planning on?
It's so interesting. You know, I have goals for years. By this time or this age, pretty much is how I do it. And it's changed over time. And I think that kind of just goes with life in general, that it does change over time. You know, I've always wanted like this said position or this said position, but then when I find out more about it, I'm like, maybe not, I don't know. So I do have some goals. The entrepreneurship, I'm always going to do. I love it. I have always, this was made for me. I have always wanted to do this. I have the work ethic for it. I always want to do it. I enjoy being my own boss, but I enjoy providing services for other people. I love it. So I will always do it. Now, does it come along the line that if I end up getting married, will I take like a more stable position? Because my life does revolve around traveling right now and going wherever and going on a whim. But if I, you know, find somebody that I'm going to marry or anything like that, will I become more stable and then do a position on that nature? You know, that is a possibility, because then the insurance doesn't come out of me. It's going to come out of a job that I would have. So it just kind of varies, but the entrepreneurship I will always do. And I will always want to help people. I always want to like help run their socials, design for them, bring in all my multiple valuable assets, hopefully that they find, and take it all together and just help them succeed. And be somebody, whereas, you know, sometimes I didn't have somebody there for that. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. That's great. But let's wrap it up with this, because you've talked about your businesses a little bit and what you do and the services you provide. How can people learn more about what you do? Because you can do this for anybody anywhere. They don't have to be in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Where you're at right now, you can provide this service anywhere. So let's tell everybody where they can find you on your social media links as well as websites. Where can people find you?
Yeah, I even have clients internationally. So it's a dream and a whirlwind beyond belief. So you can find everything at www.jaylynnash.com. That's my website. It has my graphics, it has my socials, my marketing, and my photography. If you're into Instagram, my photography is at photography_by_Jaylen. That's mainly my photo works. You'll see a lot of the pro sports stuff there, but I do sprinkle in some fall colors right now and everything else in between, but I do shoot it all as well. So those are my main ones that you can mainly find me. But my website is my go-to because it showcases everything.
Awesome. And so that's, it was www.jaylynnash.com, right?
Yep. My first and last name. Three N's in the middle of it. So yeah.
There we go. And we, just so everybody knows, we'll have links for that in the podcast notes and episode notes here. So if they want to find out more about Jaylen and what you do, we'll have a link for those individuals so that they can go and check you out, and highly recommend it. We've used Jaylen and she's been amazing for us here at Ascent 101. And so we just, Jaylen, I appreciate you joining us for this segment that we call This Is Their Story. It was your story today. And so thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I also enjoy providing services for you guys as well. It's been a wonderful journey and I can't wait for hopefully to see it grow and prosper and succeed more. So thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jaylen.
We hope that you enjoyed listening to Jaylen's story. And we want to thank Jaylen for joining us today in this segment of This Is Their Story. As she tells us about what she learned at a young age, as she dove in as a business owner very young, You know, one thing that I took from her comments is just a great reminder to all of us that to remember that, you know, doors close, but they always reopen. So never give up, keep moving forward, and never discount the no's because they can become yeses in the future. So just a great reminder to keep moving forward, have optimism, and know that things will work in the way that they need to work for your story. For those of you that are interested in looking up Jaylin's work, we will have the links to her website and Instagram in the bio, so feel free to reach out to her. But thanks for joining us for this episode of our podcast. You can always find more about us at ascent101.com or following us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which we always have linked in our bio. But always, please feel free to reach out to us with any questions you may have in your journey. But until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.